Hello, hello,
yeah,
hi.
That one.
I'm right here, hello, hi.
There's no place I'd rather be.
There's no place I'd rather be.
And all the stuff I'd rather see.
Living in the ocean blue.
And I've had one wish come true.
I searched to the sunset beyond the horizon. Right in the heat, you might know me, love me. I don't know the words, I'm just making it up.
Yeah, jam sesh.
That was beautiful.
Album dropping soon. But not really. Don't get your hopes up.
We'll have an album someday. Right now, we are... What are we doing?
Well, we threw around pineapple on pizza.
Oh.
And I think that's a great debate that might not
okay.
end well.
Thumbs up or thumbs down? Pineapple on pizza. Go.
Thumbs down.
Never tried it.
Everyone here has their thumbs up right
I'm,
now if you're watching.
Yeah, I'm going to give that one a thumbs down.
Scott also did a thumbs down.
It's an incredibly divisive topic.
I like Hawaii.
Hawaii.
I like Hawaii too, but I don't want pineapple on my pizza.
I don't
want
to eat Hawaii.
I wonder if they actually eat.
I don't know if they do.
From what I heard, it wasn't invented in.
But it's like a thing over there.
Yeah. Probably invented in like Detroit.
Basement in Boston.
Yeah,
something.
Right.
Well, sure.
Like, what happens if we put this pineapple on a piece? It's not a Boston accent.
No, it's,
you get what I was going for.
Wait, okay, we're talking about Boston accent? Okay, it'd be, what would happen if we put this pineapple on this pizza?
How is that any different than what I just did?
Also, we should do impersonations.
We can do it.
Is that impersonation?
Impressions. That's accents. What he was doing was accents.
I can do Stitch. I am experiment 626.
Oh
Stitch.
My gosh,
okay, now do that, but if Stitch was from Boston.
Oh,
no.
My gosh.
I left my car keys. I left my keys in the car.
Just drop all your R's and you're good to go.
Khakis. You're like, wait, are you wearing khakis? Or are you
khakis.
Car keys?
I can do the southern accent.
Can you, though?
Well, it'd be a shame.
Can I, though?
It'd be a shame if we be in the south, we can't do a southern accent. It'd be a real shame.
Well, honey, you're going to get yourself some sweet tea.
Oh, yes. That was good.
I know Scott.
There's no Kermit D. Frog here. How's everyone doing today?
Hey, you respect the spirit of Jim Henson.
I do respect Jim Henson.
I've never heard that from you. I didn't even know you could do
that. Can you do that more? That's hilarious.
Yeah, that was good. I like that.
I'm just going to do the rest of the podcast like this. Hey, everybody. It's me. I'm Kermit. My girlfriend doesn't respect me. She's also a pig. She never cleans up the house. I don't like it.
No, literally. She's a pig.
She's literally a pig. Can't really blame her for it, though. It's in her nature. She's been wearing the same outfit for 7 years. You think I'm kidding? I'm going to do the rest of the podcast like this.
Scott has a pretty good British accent.
Do it.
No, I don't. When I was younger, I thought it was good.
But it
it's not
good.
Now it's just offensive.
I want to hear your offensive British
no,
accent.
I don't. Okay. It just offends people.
Australians eat their like R's. The R's turn to like W's.
They just add an R to every single word.
That's true.
Yeah, like no one in Australia is no.
Our nar.
Why would you do this? I don't understand. I love Doctor Who. He's my favorite doctor. I don't know where he got his degree, but I trust his judgment.
He traveled through time in a...
In a box.
In a box.
Box.
In a box. Basically.
All the things travel through time in. A box.
That man in a box.
Disney Beat.
Go.
Did you know?
No, I did not.
The People Mover ride in...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in Disneyland. This. Okay.
People Mover?
Yeah, so if you've been to...
It's just a line.
No, it's not the monorail.
It's just concrete.
Okay. If you've been to
the
Tomorrowland...
Walkway exit.
No.
Tomorrowland in the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, wait, the one with Stitch?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, then I've been there.
Yeah, that's Tomorrowland. There's a ride. People go around it. And, like, they see all
It's a really slow ride.
That's the People Mover.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that's what... that ride is no longer
Is that the one that shut down?
Oh, really?
It shut down in Disneyland, California, because they try to make it into a thrill ride. A thrill ride. Yeah, so they basically... yeah, they basically raised the
Changed
speed.
The music and did not... No, okay.
They raised the speed of that ride in the California one when it wasn't meant for that, and it damaged...
The track?
The people?
The track. Apparently the people, I don't know. It damaged the track in the California ride, and it's been shut down for the past like 10 years, or no, longer than that. So the only functioning People Mover ride is in Orlando.
The only one left.
This has been your Disney Beat.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Me neither.
I wasn't even listening.
The more you know, I guess.
The more
or don't
you know.
I'm sorry if I killed some brain cells with that one, but...
How do you even know all these facts?
I watched... Mm-hmm. Oh, so that's a great segue into one of the topics that we were going to talk about is your YouTube guilty pleasures.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, no.
Something that you just, like, binge watch or, like, it'll appear in your suggested videos.
Yeah.
Recommended for you.
Next thing you know, it's, like, 3 in the morning. So yeah, I watch a lot of Disney videos. Like facts,
I've seen those.
Yeah,
I like those
facts
a lot.
About Disney, yeah. Abandoned theme
parks. The abandoned
parks,
ones are so cool.
Oh, abandoned theme
oh,
parks.
Oh, that one's good.
Are so interesting. It's like the story behind it.
You seen the island that they just abandoned, like completely abandoned? It was a
yeah,
island.
It's actually here.
Like, yeah,
yeah, in Disney World. Yeah, if you ever go to Disney Magic Kingdom and you take the ferry to the park, there's a giant island there. It was supposed to be Adventure Island. It's completely abandoned now. Just like there's still like the slides and stuff in there.
That's kind of cool. Creepy.
It is.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's,
and like, that's why it makes a great video when people actually like manage to go there.
Oh wow!
Yeah. Have you seen like 24 hours in like an abandoned theme park or like
yes
in a Target or
like you said an abandoned one or just like trying to be in the theme park for that
well,
long.
Well, both, really.
I've seen the ones where they like try to stay in Disney for like overnight.
The overnight,
stuff.
Yeah,
those yeah, are cool.
Those
I mean,
are really.
There are
cool.
A lot of hiding spots you can easily get away with.
Evan's yeah. Like, I know all of them.
I'm like,
don't they do that every now and then? Like, they keep the park open 24 hours.
Yeah, but that's like when it's like fully staffed.
And yeah,
that's when it's okay.
It's 4 a.m. Why do you want to ride Space Mountain?
Because it's 4 a.m.
That's when you're supposed to ride Space Mountain. Is at 4 a.m. What was it? YouTube guilty pleasures.
Guilty yeah. Pleasures. Yeah.
What's your YouTube guilty pleasure? Mine is abandoned theme parks and Disney.
I like listening to like Reddit stories, like people telling stories on Reddit. Yeah. I like doing that.
Mm-hmm. What in what way?
Like, all right, so like for instance,
maybe I never heard of it.
They go into a subreddit and it's just people reading stories that people post on Reddit.
It's yeah, pretty it's, funny.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. A lot of them are really funny. Does ASMR count?
I was gonna say
yeah,
that.
It does.
It counts. Okay, yeah, then that's a big. I'm not even. I don't even guilty about that.
It makes me feel like a creepy feeling. I don't yeah, like that too. Feeling. It's too close.
It's just. It's like really big right now.
I know.
It's blown up.
Would you like to produce some of this right now?
Well, you just did with the drinking.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
That's ASMR.
Being close.
Or like microphone tapping.
Just
or
do it real
brushing.
Quick.
Are you feeling sleepy now?
No, that's not how you're supposed to do it.
No. Okay.
It's like.
Oh. So you can't do it like this.
No, you can.
This is my smoker
that's
voice.
This is my whisper voice.
I've been smoking tobacco since I was 3. I want to start an ASMR video. It's been a dream of mine for 20 years.
Not that voice.
Ah.
No, it's cool. Like it helps you fall asleep because I have a hard time falling asleep. Mm. So I'll listen to like rain sounds or something like that.
White noise,
yeah,
white
I do
noise.
Rain
yeah,
sound.
Like people,
I have
people,
an app for like rain sounds. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good. Like, but it's cool because it's like rain sounds on different surfaces.
Mm-hmm.
I have one that's like on like a metal roof.
My favorite is like tapping or like where they go like this to like can you hear that?
That's what I'm saying.
Isn't
Julian's
it
feeling it.
So cool.
Yeah,
that actually is really cool.
Making the
jewelry
is like,
it's gonna knock out.
If they have like nails, like acrylic nails, mm-hmm. especially if they're like,
yeah,
tapping.
Yeah, like
that.
Yeah,
yep.
Like a,
love
like a metal
sound.
Like lid or something.
What's your
yeah.
favorite noise? To
what
hear.
Is that? That's a weird
silence.
Like as like is are we talking
silence,
still talking about ASMR or like
any,
in general
any noise.
The sound of my coffee brewing.
For me, it's like theme songs from shows I used to watch.
What's your favorite sound?
Music. For me, it's the sound that my dryer makes when the dryer's done drying. It plays a little song.
Oh,
ding, ding, ding,
it's a little tune. Yeah, it's adorable.
Yeah, mine is the sound of dominoes or like marbles.
Oh, cool.
That's like
a nice
little crinkly,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
You know, mm-hmm, that's okay. A good noise. Right
when you
there.
Cut
yes.
when you cut into construction paper.
Yeah,
any
crystal,
like, cutting at all in paper is like so nice. Mm-hmm. The sound.
Oh, okay, I got one. In the fall, when you step on a dead leaf,
but like the right
yes.
one.
I love
the crunchy
crunch.
Good stuff.
Do you guys like the sound of snow when it's like
crunch.
Crunchy?
Yes, when you crunch on snow.
Cool, yeah.
Yes,
I've never been in a snow environment.
It is
whoa,
in,
ever?
It is phenomenal.
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 Phenomenon.
The Muppets need to come back. You guys don't understand. The world needs the Muppets now more
Muppets
than ever.
Muppets never went away. They're still there. They just
yeah,
don't
but,
get as much
but,
media
the
attention.
The show got canceled a while ago, and I'm bummed.
Sue them.
We need more Kermit. Right, Scott?
Yeah.
All right, we need a fiery debate.
A fiery debate? We just had a fiery debate for like an hour. Okay, I'm about to. You want a heated debate?
Oh, it's going to get heated.
What goes first? Milk or cereal?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Cereal
goes first.
Cereal goes first.
Both.
At the same, you just
whoa.
Both. I'm not
both
trying to waste time.
You need some confidence.
Wow. I'm not trying to waste
well,
time.
If you want to get technical, the bowl goes first.
Oh.
No.
Cereal?
No bowl.
Then milk, then the bowl.
Yeah.
Huh?
I mean, you can't trust anyone that puts milk first.
Are
animal,
you a human?
They're an
you,
animal.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you're supposed to put milk first, and then you balance out how much cereal. I'm like, no, you pour cereal, and then you pour the milk, and then you see where the
and
milk...
exactly.
Just right where you can
yeah.
see it, that's where you
right.
stop.
Not too much. No, yeah, exactly.
I got one.
Cool.
Do you, like, poke at your cereal? before you do it, you know, yes. like kind of stab it a little bit
to get it wet.
Yeah, right.
Because then what's the
yeah.
point of putting milk? You might as well just eat it dry if you're just gonna be an animal about it.
That's the thing. I actually do not do that because I like the crunch.
You still get the
but
crunch.
You still get the crunch, but you're just like lightly soaking the top.
That's
a little
the thing.
Bit.
Basically, when you pour milk into cereal, you're basically on a timer.
Okay.
So
I poured
the more
milk.
You soak your cereal, the less time.
I'm
you
not
have
saying
to
I spend 6 minutes
crunch.
Soaking my cereal. I say I like dab it real quick before I start eating it.
I see what you're saying. And I humbly disagree. And I'll explain why.
How dare you?
I unhumbly disagree.
Same.
Because you're on a timer. I wouldn't say you're on a timer. I would say you're on a journey. Because the same way the hero's journey starts and ends, so does the progression of cereal.
Do tell.
So you start off with the crunchiness on the outside. That's what you expect when you first go into a bowl of cereal, the crunchiness, the initial flavor. Halfway through, you start sifting through the patches of milk to get the little stray pieces of cereal. That's what we call the lowest point. And then at the end, depending on the cereal that you go with, it's either A, you're picking off the last of the survivors, creating a white barren wasteland.
I don't think we're talking about cereal anymore.
Or you're going on a deep sea expedition to get the rest of the cereal that's underneath the milk. You ever have Fruity Pebbles? That's what they do. Half of it sinks to the bottom. Now, my point is, if it was the same consistent experience for the entirety of your breakfast, it wouldn't be the same thing. Instead of being on a timer where one good thing is going to end like that, it's a quest that you go on with your taste buds and your wit, and then it ends in the culmination of the white milky sunrise.
And unlike movies, sequels are good too.
That is true.
But here's the thing.
So are crossovers.
I kind of tuned out, but I
listen back on the podcast.
I put my heart and soul
I wish
that.
You could see.
That was a paper I wrote once.
It's a
case-by-case thing when it comes to the cereal.
That's what I'm saying. Depending on the cereal. There's different genres of movies, different genres of quests.
The only cereal I eat is Raisin Bran Crunch. Keyword, Raisin Bran Crunch.
Oh, I love Crunch,
It needs to be Crunch.
I eat Raisin Bran as a last resort.
I won't even eat it as a last resort. That's when I go on strike.
It always feels like it's about to expire.
It always feels
fresh
like
fresh out
that.
The box. I'm like, is this still good?
Or like if it's a really, really good sugary cereal, you use a smaller spoon so it can...
It'll last longer. I do that. I purposely, if it's a cereal that I love, I eat it with a small spoon.
No,
so you can take your time
or
with
it. Or we keep like the little yogurt spoons.
Oh, from like Menchie's?
Menchie's.
Yeah.
I use those.
We do, yes.
I use it. That's a perfect cereal
You can tell we're
spoon.
Related.
It is. I use that spoon to make my coffee in the morning because it doesn't make the clink, 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 clink sound.
Yeah.
Clink, clink,
wake clink, up. Yeah. It's a horrible sound.
You know what I do? I you move the spoon. Instead of moving it in a circle, you move it back and forth.
Yeah, yeah. I've done
that.
Oh. Yeah.
But back to cereal.
didn't you have would you rather questions?
Oh. Yeah. I lost them. Does anybody else have them?
I can put them up
Who would like to explain would you rather questions to the six people in the world who still don't know what they are?
Basically what it is
go Google it.
You are given two options. And you must choose one.
Yes. If you don't choose, you die.
There's no C.
Yeah. There is no C.
Did you put a link in the group chat?
I feel like I did a long
time
ago.
Yeah, Melissa found it.
But I got
it was a long time ago.
Wi-Fi.
I have Wi-Fi.
Got the Wi-Fi's.
Yep.
You can.
I'm going to keep talking about cereal while we're filling
the
dead
ahead.
Air.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Give me a go-to cereal of your choice.
Okay, see, that's changed over the years. For a long time, it was Lucky Charms.
I love Lucky Charms.
But I feel like Lucky Charms...
Only, like...
Why would you want... Like, I don't want to eat half a cereal.
It's just the marshmallows.
Because it's just... I mean, let's be real here. You're really only in it for the marshmallows.
Yes, right. Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
You're not going for that CT Crunch?
That was my second option.
That's your second option?
It's either CT Crunch... Or believe it or not, Frosted Flakes. I like Frosted Flakes.
I love Frosted
What about Crunch
Flakes.
Berries? When was the last time you had Crunch Berries?
I had Crunch Berries
Captain Crunch?
Yesterday.
But with, there's Captain Crunch.
And then there's Crunch Berries.
And there's Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking
Crunch
about.
Crunch Berries.
You know what I used to do in my young, savage days?
Oh, snap.
I'm not proud of this. Like, I was an animal when I did this.
What'd you do?
I would have cereal, regardless of the cereal it was. I would pour the cereal. I would pour the milk.
I already know what you're going to say.
What are you going to do?
And then I will pour Ovaltine.
All right. That's
amazing.
Ovaltine's like, it's like a chocolate mix.
That's genius.
It's like chocolate milk.
I love Ovaltine.
Yeah, chocolate malt.
So it wouldn't be a lot. I would just sprinkle it in a little bit. Unless I was having Cocoa Pebbles, because that's just redundant.
You had cereal out of a pot?
No. Fed it out of a glass.
So I'm the only one who's done that? Like a big pot?
Had in a
to like cook...
Like spaghetti?
Not even. Like mass quantities of food.
I haven't been that hungry in the morning.
Well, I mean, just any time of the...
I've had an omelet out of a mug before.
What?
Dude, explain that.
When?
What? You crack some eggs. You put a little... first of all, you put some butter in the mug.
Some butter.
This is when you don't have time to bust out the skillet, but you still want a delicious egg breakfast.
Or you're just lazy.
Hear me out on
that. As everyone
knows. I was in a rush. Wasn't lazy. Raylan. I was on my way to work and I didn't have time and I didn't want cereal again. Like the same way you would traditionally prepare scrambled eggs. You mix them all in a bowl and whatnot, put your fixings, whatever you want.
Of course.
Then you put some, you put a little bit of butter on the inside of the mug. And then you put the egg and the fixings in the mug.
The fixings.
And then depending on the strength of your microwave, you microwave it for X amount of time. And then you
microwaved
just eat it with
eggs?
And you just eat it with a fork. That sounds it sounds gross. No, microwaved egg sounds gross, but it is actually very, very good.
Yeah, I've done that.
No salmonella?
None.
Just enough, you know.
A little bit.
Thank you, Scott, for that in-depth thing you were just talking about.
Also, you got to hybridize your Cocoa Pebbles with your Fruity Pebbles. But it's rare to have both in the house at the same time.
Huh. It's Fruity Pebbles and Trix.
I've never had Trix.
That is a cornucopia of like... High fructose corn syrup.
What would you say is superior, Fruity Pebbles or Trix?
Oh, Trix.
Really?
Oh,
I'm going Trix, Fruity Pebbles.
I got
Fruity
Pebbles
all day.
You know why, bro? Because it's like you eat the Fruity Pebbles and it's like, oh man, I'm out of Fruity Pebbles. And then you dig and say, whoa, what's this? What do I feel? And then you feel it and you, and it's a whole second bowl of Fruity Pebbles at the bottom of the bowl.
And then you have the milk.
And then you have the delicious Fruity Pebble milk.
Yeah, but you got to think about the rabbit.
That's the lore based around the cereal.
I mean, the lore is awesome. Oh, I can't eat the lore.
Yeah, it's like I can appreciate it and observe it. Yo, speaking of which, have you seen the new Lucky Charms commercials? How they gave him an accent?
No.
They gave him an Irish accent.
I thought he always had an accent.
No, he
didn't. I thought he already had one.
Really?
No? Yeah, there was a new one. I saw it on YouTube.
That's racist.
But yeah, like at the end of the commercial, he sings the jingle in an Irish accent. He's doing a river dance the whole time.
That's like, personally offensive to me because I'm actually Irish, so...
Yeah, you're like,
I'm going to be
like nominally
writing a letter to
where
the
where did you get that
Kellogg's.
Notepad and pen
Is it
from?
Kellogg's?
Why are you writing to them right
Kellogg,
now?
Yeah, I'm going to write to Kellogg.
Podcast.
Who makes
Please
a...
Come on, man.
Please yeah, I'm going to write a strongly worded letter.
It's bad manners, man.
Yeah.
It's bad manners to insult my heritage through the form of cereal.
I guess they did move it's first.
Tasty cereal.
You know something? Nowadays, you could probably get a, you could probably make a decent enough case with the...
Yeah, yeah. I'm going
to. To the point where they're going to make him like just like an animal. Is he not the only human... No, he's not. I was going to say, was he the only human cereal mascot?
Yeah.
But he's not.
Captain Crunch.
It's close enough.
What?
King Vitamin from...
King Vitamin?
What is that?
Dude, that's a
kind of PBS Kids cereal is that?
What kind of public broadcasting cereal?
Yeah, public broadcasting
That's the super extreme cereal you have to ask for. You can't get it at the vitamin? Front.
So you, okay, so in the realm of first-party cereal mascots, you have the Sweetums frog, you have Tony the Tiger, you have Toucan
you
Sam.
You know where that's from.
You have...
You know.
No, it's not Sweetums. Smackums.
You got the
what
cookie. Is it Cookie Crisp
Sweetums
dog?
Sweetums is from
Yeah, the wolf. Yeah. The Cookie Crisp.
What's his name?
I
think it's a wolf.
I don't think he has a name.
Cookie Crisp.
I like that.
Does he have a name? To the internet.
Because his name isn't important. He's just here to give you delicious cereals.
We all know the number one cereal mascot is Tony the Tiger.
That is true. Tony the Tiger, he carries the team.
I personally like the kid who raps about Reese's Puffs.
I was just going to say
Puffs,
that.
Oh, those are good.
Peanut butter chocolate flavor.
Peanut butter chocolate, great when separate, but when they combine, time epic.
How do you know that?
One time epic.
That commercial aired like 10 years before you were born. How do you
know?
It would play all the time.
I really hope the Reese's Puff CEO is listening to this and he's like, they stole our jig.
They stole our jig.
They stole our jig.
Like, no, they respect
let's
our delicious.
Let's find them and let's give them free Reese's Puffs.
Let's talk about that. How about, you ever seen those cereals that are based off of like things that already exist? Like churro cereal?
Oh, that's the Oreos one?
The Oreos, yeah, like really Oreo cereal, good. Reese's Puffs. They have like a churro one.
Baskin Robbins ones.
Baskin Robbins
like
cereal?
Like ice cream.
Ice cream.
Like
I saw this Sour Patch
like
one.
That, you. You
oh, that
sounds gross.
Yeah,
it's not that sweet though. Actually, it's like it's a little bit of a letdown, but it's pretty good. I guess
I can literally talk about cereal for so long. I love cereal. It's the best. So simple. Like, it's a simple process.
Right,
doesn't waste
do
your time.
What get up? Your favorite cereal.
Okay.
Get a giant pot.
I stated
usually
earlier.
A pot big enough for cooking for like a get together.
He's
and
still with his
fill
pot.
It with delicious cereals.
He's like,
and
out.
Fill it with milk.
He's like, no, hear me out.
Are you challenging me with this, or are you just like suggesting it?
No, I'm suggesting it.
Wait,
I feel like I wouldn't be able to finish that though, and I'm not gonna not eat the cereal.
No, what I'm saying, like you said, you eat with a little spoon to savor the. Just have more.
But
cereal.
I don't have 3 hours to kill in the morning.
A smorgasbord of.
No, but don't. But this is something you do like when you're gonna go to bed.
Oh,
or you can just take the box, open it with the bag, and just pour the gallon of milk in there and eat it with a wooden spoon.
I am.
That sounds a little messy.
I'm down for that.
You gotta go into like a hole to get it.
No, but you open it all the way. You don't just. You don't open that first, like, 25% of the bag. You know what gets on my nerves?
What gets on your nerves?
And I'm sure it's going to get on the nerves of most of our listeners, because it's the little things that bother me. It's the little things that keep me up at night.
Wow. Of course.
It's the little things that claw at my psyche at 4 o'clock in the morning when I can't go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. This is serious.
It's when you're trying to pour cereal and there's not a lot left in the bag and the bag keeps falling out of the box because you can't get a good grip on the bag. So you go to tip the bag and the entire bag comes out and you get the little corner of the bag inside the milk and it's gross. So you got to take the whole bag out of the box, tip the bag over, and then stuff the bag back in the box and then recycle it.
Absolutely.
I don't like that.
I actually always take the bag out and just keep it.
No, you can't do that because then the bag expands and you can't fit it back in the box.
It does, but I throw away the box.
Why do you throw away the box? How am I supposed to see what route I'm supposed to take on the maze if you throw out the box? Before the age of smartphones and YouTube, you read the back of that box. It was a point when I was a kid, if there was nothing on the back of the box, I wouldn't buy the cereal. Like the back box art is just the regular box art. Like the one that's on the front, pass. Yeah, I'm not going to buy that. Word. I would even check the spines of it. I'm like, okay, that one side's got the barcode. That's irrelevant. All the nutrition facts. I'm not concerned about that. I'll flip it on the other end. And then it was always like, oh, cut this out and mail it in.
Yeah.
Mail in like 10 of these and you get like a pencil topper.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, as much as I want that pencil topper, I don't know if I can kill 10 boxes of Lucky Charms.
I got an alarm clock from cereal boxes once.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Whoa.
The best thing I ever got from a box of cereal was the light up Star Wars spoons.
I remember those.
The light up Star Wars spoons with like a little battery thing. They got to bring back toys inside the cereal. That was another thing. It's like going to McDonald's for breakfast.
Yeah, buddy.
Scott can literally talk about cereal or anything. For the full podcast.
The snacks of my childhood. All right, I'm done rambling.
Let's take a hard left.
Wow, that was quite a segment on cereals. We hope you enjoyed it. Anyway, here's the next segment of voicemail stories. Enjoy.
Hey, Ray, real quick. I know I'm supposed to be picking you up from school, but I'm actually in South Dakota, so you can't take the car to school. If you hear like creepy carnival music in the background of this, I was kidnapped by rabid knife throwers and clowns. I've been living in a train with elephants for the past 7 days. Don't tell mom, because I know I have my car payment due this month, and if she finds out I'm in another state, she's going to chew me out, and I don't want that. Just letting you know, you're on your own for dinner, and if you see me on television, you're welcome, because I'll make sure to shout you out. Okay, cool, bye.
Hey, Rylan, I was watching TV this afternoon, and I saw Scott on there. It was kind of neat. He was talking about you a lot. Did you see that? Call me back.
Hey, Ray, this is Alvin, Scott's friend, and if you remember me. So I messaged Scott about game night, and he said he's in South Dakota juggling chainsaws. I don't know. I'm worried about him, too. So if you can just give me a call back, I'm sure you would know where he is. Hit me up.
This is weird. You guys usually pick up, but I want 3 pepperonis, 2 cheese, 2 liters of Pepsi. If not Pepsi, Coke is fine. You should have my address. So just let me know how much it is, and I'll throw it on my tab.
Hey, pretty lady. It's been a while since we hanged out. Just give me a call back when we can hang. Bye. Bye.
Can you PayPal me like $7? These guys only eat beef jerky, and I ran out of money. And there's a Russian guy who's like 7'4" who like can lift 100 pounds with one bicep. And I really need some help. So also, I'm not going to be able to pay you back for this. So yeah, just it's $7. It's 7.16, but I mean, you just give me $8. It's fine. But yeah, I need to get some Jack's beef jerky because he thinks that if he eats it, he'll gain the power of a Sasquatch, which in this line of work is pretty profitable, according to him. Everyone here has been pretty cool so far. I miss you guys. Again, if mom finds out, I trust you to keep up this facade for her. But just in case,
Hi, Rylan. I'm still watching TV. This is great. I don't know if you've seen this new show. It's so good. But I wasn't calling about the show. Sorry. In one of the other news reports, it was like breaking news kind of thing. And it's talking about this guy. He's got this power bar and it gives you the power of a Sasquatch. I was like, man, that's cool. So I ordered 3 cartons of it. And I'm gonna send you a little bit of it. I think you'll probably like. Okay.
Hey, Ray. I messaged Scott again and he told me he's really settling into his life in North Dakota. He finally learned to juggle chainsaws and he only lost 3 fingers, which is great. I'm happy for him. Also, have you heard of this new bar that gives you the power of a Sasquatch? It's trending on Twitter. My mom bought 20 cases, not me. I don't believe in these, you know, cure-all things. But anywho, if I turn into a Sasquatch, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I forgot to add the cheesy breadsticks. 2 Jamaican beef patties, if you could. And please don't send the guy with one eye. He didn't find my house last time. Just again, put it on my tab. Thanks.
Hey, Raylan, I just want to tell you, like, the guys have been acting really, really weird lately. Like, they've been, like, acting, like, all violent. I really don't know what's going on. Like, please call me back.
Yo, real quick. First of all, I'm doing good. I'm really digging it. I think I might just stay out here full time. I'm being held against my will, but you know, it's not that bad. I'm gonna stay out here full time. You can move into my room. You can have all my stuff. Also, I'm pretty deep in the stock market right now, so I'm gonna be sending you guys some money. Don't blow it all in one place. Pay the house off. I've been taking Spanish, and I'm picking it up. I like it. There's a lady that shoots herself out of a cannon that works here, and she's been teaching me a little bit here and there. But we're going global. So I might be on the other side of the world by the time you receive this. But one way or the other, I'm gonna be all right. Don't worry about me. Also, do the dishes because mom doesn't like to come home with a dirty sink. So you know, just be a friend.
I just wanted to spread the news about these bars. They don't work at all. I'm contacting them for a refund, but I don't think they're going to respond because I looked them up online. They seems like a shell company. So, yeah. Just a warning.
Me hungry! More Sasquatch bars! Nah!
Yeah, I think I read somewhere that you guys have gorditas, so I'm gonna take about. I'm gonna try that if that's cool. And I'm a regular, so you know you're kind of taking along my food. So you know, just give me my food.
Hey, Raylan, you gotta stay away from Julian and Alvin. They're really acting weird. Like, like 10 feet away at least, please. Okay, bye.
Bienvenidos a Inglaterra. Si necesitas usar el baño, pasa por Puerto número uno.
How'd that sound? I've been rehearsing. I got a commercial deal. It's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm in the UK. So, in England specifically. So, I don't know what it's like over there. But made some new friends at this, like, shady bar. I mean, the circus guy said they were cool. One of them had a glass eye and a scar on his face. But, you know, he seemed like a trustworthy guy. So I'm going to be taking some financial advice from him. Hopefully get some more money your way. All right, cool. Be good.
Oh, man. Those bars don't get them. They didn't do anything for me. I mean, it's like I just got super sick. I don't know. I just wanted to call. I don't know if you can pass this on to Scott. He hasn't been answering me. But maybe you could tell him thank you for the like $20,000 you sent. I don't know why he sent that, but it I mean, super sweet. You know, I mean, like, yeah. Let him know. Thanks.
Hey, Ray. Wow. Well, I'm so sorry about that last voicemail. These bars, man. It's almost as if you can turn on a dime. But yeah, I won't. It won't happen again. I'm sorry.
I'm starting to think this isn't the pizza place. So I just want to apologize for the order I made. But if you hear this, then try the gorditas because they're delicious.
Hello?
I'm pretty sure you have the wrong number. I pray for you, my friend. Get to your senses. And I'm going to block your number, so thanks. Bye.
And scene.
I mean,